104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Jen BT, it's time for another Paternity Test Tuesday.
Ooh, drama for your mama.
Now, I got a guy on the phone right now named Ty. This guy was in the National Guard, and he got twin girls that he do not believe is his. And also on the phone with him is his baby mama, Shannon. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Ty, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. I had to get on the phone with you guys this morning because, like, I love my kids. I'm willing to take care of them and everything. But last year, I was in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. I was using my weekends off to visit this mutual friend with her, hooked us up or whatever. We started hanging out. Things were just sexual, so, you know, it was perfect for me. Then, all of a sudden, the kids come along. I love them. It's great. But, like, dude, I'm like Tyrese Chocolate. And these kids, listen, these kids are, like, the whitest kids I've ever seen. They look like white kids. And I'm like, oh, yo, that's not even possible. Like, I know, because, you know, when babies are born, they're a little light. They right. darken
I'm
up.
I'm light skinned, so I'm not.
Shannon, you're light skinned?
Yes, I'm light skinned.
Shannon, you tell me about meeting Todd, Shannon. Let me hear from your perspective. What was going on with you guys?
So I have a girlfriend who, like I said, she introduced us. Well, as Todd said, I'm sorry, introduced us. And it was sexual. We hung out, we chilled, we did more than have sex. We went on dates. He fed me. So I'm not quite sure why he's just leaving it there. We was good.
Okay.
But honestly, you know, after getting pregnant and, you know, him shifting around so much, and as he just stated, he wasn't where I was. So I didn't want to deal with him on that level anymore. We do have children.
Yeah, especially when you got kids, right, Shannon?
Right.
You need a little stability.
Yeah. Definitely. Like he's giving.
Look, I'm willing to give the security. That's what I'm here for. I'm taking care of that. But, like, now she got this new guy, and, like, he's basically what it is this. Mm. I'm financially stable. I got my thing together.
Right.
And I feel like she's, like, using me for that, man. Like, it doesn't even have to be like that. Like, if she,
okay.
That's not cool to me.
Everybody, I'm welcoming y'all to Ty's Planet because that's what all that Ty believes. Ty believes everyone's after his money. I make money. My kids are cool with or without Ty. Like, he's going to take care of his children, but if he doesn't, my kids will be fine. I make enough money.
Ty and Shannon are on the phone. Ty says, I'm in the National Guard, Jen. I'm making money. I'm financially stable. I admit to sleeping with this woman. We got these two girls, I think, but they too damn like to be mine because I'm super Tyrese Chocolate. His name is Tiny Tyrese Chocolate. Shannon says, you mad because I don't want to be with you no more, and now you want to deny your girls. Welcome back to the show, guys. So tell me, when you guys first met, it was automatic attraction to each other?
Absolutely. On my end, yeah.
It's definitely on my end, so I think Ty is taking that Tyrese thing too far, but he's very good.
You said he fed you. You said it wasn't just sex. Y'all was going on dates and stuff. When did it start going left? When did this mess start happening?
It started going left for me about 6 months in when I thought the babies would darken up a little bit. Even my mom was like, hey, why are these babies so light? And that's her genetics not that strong. Like,
but before that, I started pulling myself away from Ty. Like, it was just me. Like, I didn't mind him being around the kids, but it was me. Like, like I said, he's shifting and moving around. He didn't want to be stable. And as he stated, it was just sexual. So I'm not quite sure why he's making it, like, he's pretending like it was something more right now. Like,
right.
Look, you can do whatever you want to do. I honestly don't mind. Like, it's not even like that. I assume if it was just sexual, that would just be a thing. Like, normally, if it's just sexual, that just sticks around forever. So, like, most people I know still sleep with their baby mama. So I thought we would just do something like that. And then the next thing I know, you're telling me that, like, you're seeing some new dude, like, cool, whatever. But then also, like, the new dude just happens to be incredibly light-skinned, too.
Oh.
Like, you telling me, like, it just looks to me really odd when, like I said, I'm not saying I look like Tyrese, but we do share the same color. But then you come around with this new dude, and he's super light-skinned, like Chris Brown or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I use all the R&B guys, but I'm just trying to paint the picture so you understand.
We get where you're coming from, Ty.
Shannon, is it a possibility that your current boyfriend is the father?
No, not.
So Shannon, you telling us you was not seeing this guy at the same time you're seeing Ty?
Not at all.
Like, Ty, do you think she was, Ty?
Absolutely.
Okay, Ty. You had all my time, Ty. You had all my time. Every weekend I was with you, Ty. So you do it just on during the week. I was his sexual attraction, then on the weekend I was yours. Like, I'm just doing dark and chocolate, just switching them up every weekend.
I don't know how you live your life, though. It sounds like it. It looks like it.
Okay, bye. Take care of your kids. That's all you need to do. I don't understand why you're worried about me, and this is your problem. You're just mad, Ty.
He's mad about what?
He's mad that I don't want to be with him.
Is that true, Ty?
I don't want to deal with him anymore.
That's absolutely not true. We don't have to be together.
He calling you this early in the morning.
Ty and Shannon, if you just joined us, Ty says, I'm too dark. These two little light-skinned twin girls cannot be mine. I'm in the National Guard. I'm making my money. And Shannon is using me because the bum that she with does not have enough money. And Ty believes that the first dude that she was seeing, who's extremely Chris Brown light, is the father of these two little girls. Is that correct, Ty?
That's correct.
And Shannon says he's bugging. Is that correct, Shannon?
Yeah.
Shannon, before I open this envelope, what do you think is Ty's problem? Seriously, what do you think is his problem?
I'm going to tell you what Ty's problem is. Ty's problem is when he noticed that I started pulling away from him, I wasn't as clingy anymore. As I said it before, it was about my kids. Ty wanted to do what Ty wants to do, and I'm okay with it. Just take care of your kids.
Ty, do you really believe in your heart of hearts that these two girls are not your girls?
I do. I do. I feel like they would have shown more genetics for me if they were mine. And it looks like right now, man, they too light skinned, man.
Okay, so if I open this envelope and they aren't your kids, then what? You walk away from Shannon and never talk to her again?
I mean, I don't know. She'll probably hit the DMs and see what's up with me at some point. Because I mean, we still get along very well sexually, but. You know, at least now I know moving forward that if it, you know.
Not going to happen, Shannon?
Not going to happen at all. I don't even want him to have hope in it. Let's just kill that now.
Shannon, 100% these are Ty kids.
100% they're Ty's children. Like,
all right. We heard this before now. We heard this before. Okay. I'm just going to give you an option to tell the truth. You sure?
I think I appreciate that, but I'm positive. Like, I don't even have a Maury stage to run on right now, so I'm good.
Okay, here's the envelope. About to open this envelope and give you the results. When it comes to these twin little girls, Chocolate Ty, you are 99.999%.
Here we go.
You are absolutely the father of them two little girls,
bro.
Oh,
wow. Shannon just knew before you said it.
I'm accepting apologies. I've been accepting apologies all day. And actually, come get them. Come get them right now.
Hey.
Ty, what you got to say, bro?
Okay, I guess I got some little light babies. I still love them to death. They mine. That's cool. But, you know, my bad, Shannon. But for real, I don't know. You got to admit, they are super light-skinned. Like, I just really wish my girls looked more like me.
Right, Ty, that's not like a my bad type of thing. You can't just tell me my bad. No. You question everything, my loyalty, everything. Like, we can't do this. No, it's going to take a little more than a my bad.
Ty.
I got you. I told you how we can make up, but, you know, you be acting.
Ty, you still got feelings for Shannon, don't you?
It's more than a little bit.
You know what? Shannon, he got feelings for you, girl. I'm telling you. You are mad because she moved on, bro. Best of luck to the both of y'all. Take care of your girls, Ty. Take care of your girls and
I still will. I promise.
Thank y'all for calling the Ed Lover Show this morning. And good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, y'all.